We're followers of the man Yahshua, the Son of God. It says Jesus Christ in the Bible. He was a man who taught his disciples the way of life, the way of love. He spoke the truth and exposed the religious system in his day. His friends just loved him because he laid down his life for them. They lived together. Everything they did was together. And he was teaching them that everything it would take to establish his Father's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. He was a radical of radicals. He walked his talk, and he walked it all the way to the end. And his disciples, after his resurrection, were strengthened and convicted with the same spirit that was in him and spoke boldly, just as boldly as he did on what's called the day of Pentecost. You can read about it in the book of Acts chapters 2 and 4. And when they spoke, they said the same things that he said. There was a cost to following this man, Yahshua. It cost everything you had. Whether you're rich or poor, whatever background you came from, everyone who wanted to truly follow this man at his word left everything behind. And when they did, it says in Acts 2:44, all who believed were together and had all things in common. It goes on to say there wasn't a needy person among them, because as many were as owners of houses and farms, sold their possessions and their lands, and laid all the proceeds at the apostles' feet. And it was distributed. The apostles were just servants, and they distributed, so everybody's needs were met. It describes even further in chapter 4. And that life that began 2,000 years ago was the life from above. They were together. They were one. They were one in heart and soul. And on the night before he was crucified, Yahshua said, "Father, let them be one. Let them become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me." So that life that they had in the beginning was to continue on and on and on until they had perfected unity, meaning that their hearts and their minds and their relationships were unbreakable. They were together in all things. Their families would stand together through thick and thin, through all things, and they would actually be the kingdom of God, that when fully perfected in their unity, the Son of God could return and establish the whole earth as his kingdom. And so that life that began was not completed. In our 12 tribes today, we live together in homes and on farms, just as those disciples did in the first century. We've given everything we have. We've counted the cost. We've heard the message. We understood that apart from him, we can do nothing. And so he's worth everything to us, just as he commanded. We've laid down everything we have, and now we live together in communities together. Community is many families and single people living together as one family. Many communities in various locations around a region make up a tribe, and there are 12 tribes in 12 different geographic locations around the world. And we see that that is the restoration of everything that was in his heart. His life and words demand a consequential effect, that the effect of everything he said and lived for would be lived out in his followers, and that they would cause a consequential effect in a time of great turmoil and an age of oppression where people don't even know who to trust or how to trust any longer. No human relationship has any real value as it once had. At a time when the world is just in shambles, at just such a time as now, it's written, "At that time, I will be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people." And he is going to make his people as a light to the nations, a place of hope, a place of refuge from the storm. We've come from every walk of life imaginable, rich and poor, black, white, every other color under the sun. We've all come out from whatever we were doing, and now we're doing one thing together, and we want to see his return, and we know what it's going to take. And so we're calling for you to come and see for yourself that this is the life where we can hear his radical message to forsake all and live solely for his kingdom. And that's what we're doing, and you're welcome to come join us. We're hoping that you're one of his lost sheep.